is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With 8 days to go until the election, Kamala Harris will be in Michigan today, Donald Trump in Georgia, Harris in Philadelphia last night, and Trump in New York at Madison Square Garden.
Donald Trump kicking off the final week of the 2024 campaign.
On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
Once again, labeling Democrats the enemy from within.
No, they've done very bad things to this country. They are indeed the enemy from within.
The former president painting America as a nation in decline.
ABC's Rachel Scott, who was at Madison Square Garden. Nearly 42 million Americans have voted early. According to the University of Florida, President Biden votes today outside his home in Wilmington, Delaware. McDonald's is bringing back the Quarter Pounder following the E. coli outbreak. The onions, believed responsible for making more than 70 people sick, won't be on some of the burgers. A truck slamming into a bus stop in Tel Aviv. One person killed, more than two dozen injured. Israel not calling it a terrorist attack for now. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. As more Wisconsin students continue to struggle with food insecurity, State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has proposed increasing access to meals at school by providing all Wisconsin students access to nutritious breakfast and lunch at no cost to families. Underley is calling for universal free meals as part of her 2025-27 biennial budget. Dr. Underley's universal free meals proposal, totaling nearly $294 million, expands access to nutritious school meals to all Wisconsin students. The 2023 Youth Risk Behavior Survey shows one in four Wisconsin high school students reported hunger due to a lack of food in their home. Under the proposal, the DPI would create a new supplemental nutrition aid program, offsetting costs to students and families for meals received while at school, both breakfast and lunch. In addition to the universal free meals proposal, Dr. Underley's request will fund the school breakfast program at a reimbursement rate of 15 cents per meal and expand participation to include independent charter schools, the state's residential schools, and residential child care centers, which would amount to $6.1 million over the biennium. Strengthen local food supply chains by creating a new program, encouraging school districts to buy directly from local farmers and producers, and incorporate fresh, high-quality, locally grown foods into school meal and snack programs at a cost of $10 million over the biennium. Fully fund the school day milk program so more Wisconsin students have access to milk while at school, a cost of $458,900 over the biennium, and create a new grant program to allow schools to purchase milk coolers or equipment to convert to bulk milk dispensers at a cost of $150,000 over the biennium. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there, and he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team, keep on taking care of the ball, keep on being aggressive, find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now it's 45.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand, and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or 855-75-CIVIC. You know, before we go back to the phone lines and before I get into this next article about Donald Trump on Joe Rogan for 3 hours, I just want to say, you know, This election may mean different things to different people. And as one who is in my community talking to people and trying to get people out to vote, there's nobody coming out to vote because this is a, you know, a selection between dictatorship and democracy. That doesn't fly in my community. I know my community. And so it may fly in some places, but it doesn't fly in Black America. What does fly is seeing racism and bigotry rekindled to the degree that it is. And so that has to be called out. And so my community does understand that. And so there is a distinct choice between the two. And that's just, you know, the reality of it. Democracy and dictatorship, nice slogan. But that doesn't get people in my community out. Just doesn't. I'm sorry. Let me do this before we go back to the phone lines. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's three-hour interview with America's number one podcaster, Joe Rogan, has been released. And this is the things that I'm talking about. This is what Donald Trump is saying outwardly. And these are the things that impact and affect people who know exactly what he means. You know, here's a man who said the biggest mistake that he made, you know, in his presidency, 2017 to 2021, was I picked a few people I shouldn't have picked. Neocons are bad people or disloyal people, he told Rogan, referring to neoconservatives, policymakers who champion an investment interventionist U.S. foreign policy. A guy like Kelly, He didn't say General Kelly. A guy like Kelly, who was a bully but a weak person. Trump added, mentioning his former White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, who told the New York Times this week that he thought his former boss had fascist tendencies. Trump also described his former U.S. National Security Advisor, John Bolton, as an idiot. Well, useful at times, but he's an idiot. Let's go to Trump says he told Kim Jong-un, go to the beach. Trump said he got to know North Korean leader Kim Jong-un very well. Despite some nuclear saber rattling between the two initially, when Trump said he told him, little rocket man, you're going to burn in hell. By the time I finished, we had no problem with North Korea, Trump said. Trump said he urged Kim to stop building up his substantial weapon stockpile. Well, that didn't work too well because he certainly cultivated many of them under Donald Trump. I said, do you ever do anything else? Why don't you go take it easy? Go to the beach. Relax. I said, you're always building nuclear. You don't have to do it. Relax. I said, let's build some condos on your shore. Yeah. Trump. I said, Vladimir, you're not going in, he told Rogan, referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin. I used to talk to him all the time. I can't tell you what I told him because I think it would be inappropriate, but someday he'll tell you. But we would never have gone in. On 2020 election, I lost by like, I didn't lose, asked for proof to back up his false claim that the 2020 presidential election was stolen from him by mass voter fraud. Trump told Rogan, we'll do it another time. I would bring in papers that you would not believe, so many different papers, that election was so crooked, it was the most crooked. Oh, man. People are voting for this. Harris, very low IQ. Trump lashed out at his political opponent and praised his allies, many of whom are likely to appeal to Rogan's fan base. He called his rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, a very low IQ person. Stack her credentials up to Donald Trump any day of the week if you want to talk about low IQ people. You know, no comparison. Trump said that Elon Musk, who has appeared on Rogan's podcast in the past, was the greatest guy ever. He also said he is completely committed to bringing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. into a potential new Trump administration. On extraterrestrial life, Trump said that he hadn't ruled out there being life in space. There's no reason not to think that Mars and all of these planets don't have life, he said, referring to discussions he had with jet pilots who seemed very strange things in the sky. Well, Mars, we've had probes there and rovers, and I don't think there's any life there, Rogan said. Trump, maybe it's life that we don't know about, said Trump. Okay, Trump. On The Apprentice, oh, let's forget The Apprentice. His health is unbelievable. Trump has been under pressure from Democrats to release his medical records after Harris released hers early this month, which concluded she was in excellent health and fit for the presidency. Trump's team said at the time that his doctor described him as being in perfect and excellent health without sharing his records. Trump didn't address the topic directly on Friday's podcast, but he told Rogan that during one physical for which he didn't give a date, doctors had described his ability to run on a steep treadmill as unbelievable. Oh, you know, I've had stress tests done. And, you know, you get a certain age, it's part of the process. You go in, you have the stress test done. I know I did a good job, but the doctor never told me it was unbelievable. I know I'm in better shape than Donald Trump. No question whatsoever. Because you know how I know? Because I don't eat McDonald's hamburgers, Calvin, day and night. And I do walk from time to time. And I do work out from time to time. And I try to eat right. I try to get proper sleep, you know. So I know I'm in better shape than Donald Trump. But I would never say the doctor said I'm in the greatest shape. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Good morning. I really do appreciate you on the radio, I have to say. What I wanted to say was that Madison Square Garden, he should never have even stepped foot in that, because in 1939, that was the fascist, the Nazi rally, where a number of Americans actually went overseas and fought for Hitler. And how do I know that? Because my two uncles fought in that war, and one in particular fought with George Patton. And they actually captured a number of American Nazi soldiers. And one of the things that my uncle really, really hated about the end of the war is that they allowed these men to come back to the United States. But for Trump and his friends to use that kind of rhetoric, it shows that they are racist. And if people who support them, the Hispanic community or any of the other communities that support him, don't realize that he is a racist by now, they really have to get their head examined, because he is a racist. He is totally without any scruples, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Now let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Hey, good morning. Happy Motown Monday. Boy, you know, it just never seems to stop.
Did you see any of his rally?
Yes, I did.
Or read about
snippets.
It. Yeah.
Both. And I try to look at, you know, different sources, you know, to get their perspective. You know, I don't, you know, as we all try to do, to figure it out. But it's just amazing. The hatred, the bigotry, the racism in plain view. And yet, you know, this 20-30% of maggots, they just follow along with it. You ask them specifically, you know, to justify the thought. I mean, how do you account for this? And they never will respond. And the reason why is it's not defensible. They know that there's nowhere to go. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, I have to ask, and this is a simple question. You know, of all the candidates that the Republicans could have found, why did they go all in with Trump, and why now? This just doesn't make sense.
Hey, Mike, hang on. Hey, Mike, hang on. 855-752-4842. You know, we're going to continue the conversation, because and at least give Mike a chance to finish his thoughts. Got a lot more to talk about on the Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now, it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And as you know, I'm out and about and trying to rally people to vote from my community. And you hear, you know, Kamala Harris say, we're not going back. And, you know, and what she means by we're not going back is when you see Trump rallies and you hear the kind of things that are being said, that's what she's talking about. We're not going back. We're not going back to that time. It doesn't matter, you know, how many people line up and may want us to go back to that time. We're not going back to that time. It was a ugly, horrible stain on the history of this nation. I don't care how many books you throw away and don't want to talk about it because it makes people feel bad. You know, what do you think? How do you think it makes those who were, you know, who had to deal with it, with that history, who were impacted and affected by it? We're not going back. And so when I talk with young people and try to work towards getting them out to vote, I tell them about the history. And that resonates more with them than anything else that can be talked about. Let's go back to Mike from Kenosha. Mike, go ahead.
I appreciate the opportunity to finish my thought. We're talking about, you know, the obvious shouting out, you know, hatred and bigotry and racism that we all witness. When confronted, conservative media groups and certainly the conservative Republicans, excuse me, the MAGA, they're so loyal. You know, they won't even respond because, you know, more times than not, it's indefensible. How do you defend bigotry and racism and hatred? But the question is, why? Why Donald Trump? I mean, with all the other good conservatives out there, why has the Republicans went decide to go all in supporting Donald Trump when, in fact, we all see him as probably the most divisive political figure of our lifetime. Why him and why now? And I can't get my mind wrapped around that. It doesn't make sense.
Hey, Mike, he says it clearly. We want to go, we want to take America back. We want to make America great again. We need to ask the question, what is he referring to when he says to make America great again? What's the connotation?
They never respond. That's the whole point. They never give us an answer to our questions. We've asked that for years now. What is make America great again? What does that represent? What year? What tax code were we
Yeah,
under?
What era? What era?
Who's, yeah, and there's never a response. We've been trying to find common ground with these guys. We've tried to sit down and work with them. And what we found is, you know, it's like musical chairs. You keep on removing seats every time the music stops. And next thing you know, we don't trust them anymore. Last point real quick, you know, lying eyes and lying ears. No, we got to believe what we're seeing and hearing. We haven't even used the word fascist yet this morning. We're being 911 calls to wake up are being given by Nobel economists, by national security agencies, every single one of them across the board, senior Trump cabinet officials and staff, they're all giving America the 911 call. The question is, are we going to answer? It's in our hands.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. You know, we're at a point where, you know, this is serious times, no question whatsoever. And you know, here's a man who has made up his mind he's going to divide the nation, right? He's clearly going to divide the nation as if it's not already there. Let's go to Adam from Mequon. Good morning to you, Adam. You say what, sir?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Great show, and as always. But responding to Mike or to his comment, why Trump or why now? I think, you know, in my estimation, I think he gave Americans that are looking for or were looking for, you know, a representation that this is our country. And I'm talking predominantly white male Americans, a reason to othering the other people, you know, whether it's black, brown, yellow, whatever color you want to associate. So that's really it's the cocaine that they were looking for, unfortunately, in a nutshell. And he provided that cocaine to them, and they can't get enough of it, and they can't let go. So that's my, you know.
Hey, Adam, Adam, let me say this to you, because, you know, I concur. You know, the truth of the matter is America is not white. America is all the peoples of the earth, I hear. It's not, you can't identify it by white. It's all the different people coming together in this nation. That's the truth of it. Donald Trump has changed or tried to lead people down a different path. Adam, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. On the other side, Trump's deportation plan. Nobody around, baby. Just you and I.
All right. You know what? News from the center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Police officers from the Richland Center Police Department, in cooperation with the Richland School District and St. Mary's School, will be entering classrooms this week. Jared Wilson is the community resource officer with the police department assigned to the Richland School District.
Officer Elizabeth Deidelhoff and I will be joining sixth grade classes at the Richland Intermediate School, where we'll be teaching the PEAT program, which stands for Police Education, Addiction, and Tools. We start out with 2 sixth grade classrooms in the fall, and then Officer Deidelhoff will be teaching at St. Mary's, and then we'll return to the intermediate school in the spring to get the last 2 classes there. The PEAT program will begin October 30th. We'll have 4 sessions, 1 day a week, over 4 weeks.
The PEAT program follows similar concepts of a previously taught program.
We used to teach Counteract. That ended, and actually, Officer Deidelhoff deserves all of the credit for spearheading the PEAT program. It teaches the same concepts as Counteract, such as educating youth about police officers and our roles in the community, providing educational information about the effects of using drugs, alcohol, and violence, and also providing tools to work through real-life situations.
The Richland Center Police Department's mission of the program is to educate youth about police officers and their roles within the community, provide educational information about the effects of using drugs, alcohol, and violence, and provide tools to work through real-life situations. Officer Wilson says the program helps build a relationship between the police department and the community. A celebration of the completion of the program will be held after all sessions of the sixth grade class have been taught for the year. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like it's taken forever, but there might be a Speed 3. See what I did there? In a recent chat with The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Studios' Steve Asbell gave the movie-going public hope when it comes to more sequels destined for the big screen in the near future. Asbell says he is open to Speed 3 if it's a great idea, but that the studio will definitely pursue another Alien, and says there will be a new Predator film in theaters in 2025 as well. Asbell also added there would be most likely another Alien versus Predator. Thanks, but not really necessary, Steve. Looking for something new to watch as the Halloween season winds down? Check out Bad Monkey on Apple TV. It took me a while to warm up to it, but it is a good show and keeps you guessing. Vince Vaughn basically plays himself, but this time he's named Andrew Yancey, a disgraced detective in Miami trying to solve a case in which a severed arm is found with the middle finger of the hand extended. A funny gimmick, but the story unfolds nicely and the characters are interesting. Give it a watch. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Until I can go on. Hey! Oh, you see it your way on the.
risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's all right. Hey, think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again.
Try to see things my way.
Hey.
Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong.
Hey.
While you see it your way.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And so, listen, you know, yesterday on 60 Minutes, you know, Trump constantly talks about all these things he's going to do, right? Nobody ever asked him how. But on 60 Minutes, they kind of went through some things to see if it was possible that Donald Trump can deport all of these people that he claims he's going to deport. So Trump's mass deportation plan for undocumented immigrants could cost billions of dollars a year. With 9 days until Election Day, former President Trump has stepped up his attacks on the Biden-Harris administration record on illegal immigration and pledged that if elected, he'll conduct the largest deportation in American history. There are more than 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States, about 3% of the population. Nearly 80% of them have lived in the country for a decade or more. Listen to that. 80% of the undocumented immigrants have lived in this nation for over a decade. And Donald Trump is going to deport them. So if they've been living in our nation for over a decade, it's safe to say that they have put down roots and that they're working and that they're paying taxes and that they're good citizens. And Donald Trump is going to uproot them, if you believe what he says, and move them out and cause irreparable damage to the companies where they work, to the communities where they pay taxes, and where they become American citizens, because he has no concept at all about what he's talking about. How realistic is the mass deportation campaign promise? What would be the human and financial costs? Let's think about it. Because he's been running off at the mouth about what it is he's going to do, with no understanding whatsoever about the impact or the implications of that. And so for the MAGA folk who think, yeah, he's going to get rid of all of the immigrants, you ought to pay attention to this, you know, and you need to ask the question. But I know it doesn't matter to you because this isn't about things that make sense. How realistic is the mass deportation campaign promise? What would be the human and financial costs? We took these questions to one of the people Donald Trump has said would join him if he wins a second term, Tom Homan, who led immigration enforcement during the first Trump administration when thousands of migrant children were separated from their parents at the border. So this is the guy who he's going to put this in his hands. The blueprint of Trump's deportation plan a questionable approach. Tom Holman, I hear a lot of people say, you know, the talk. Tom Holman, I hear a lot of people say, you know, the talk of mass deportation is racist. It's threatening to immigrant communities. It's not threatening to the immigrant community. It should be threatening to illegal immigration communities. But on the heels of historic illegal immigration crisis, that has to be done. Now, again, just stated, not me, 60 Minutes did the research on last night. At the Republican National Convention this summer, Tom Holman was the proud pitchman of mass deportation. Tom Holman speaking at the RNC, I got a message to the millions of illegal aliens that Joe Biden's released in our country. You better start packing now. Sounds like John Wayne to me. Over three decades, he worked his way up from Border Patrolman to Acting Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, known as ICE, during the first year and a half of the Trump administration. This election cycle, former President Trump has mentioned mass deportation at nearly every rally. So here's what people don't understand and don't get. You know, my eyes aren't what they used to be. But, you know, I've got corrective glasses that make it possible for me to see clearer. I certainly didn't wear them as much when I was younger. But as I've aged and my sight has, you know, gotten a little worse, they help me see clearly. And so what I see in my community, where I live, are many migrants working on roofs, working landscaping, you know, working in housing, working all sorts of jobs. They're always busy. They're always active. They're always working. They're always finding a way to make a living for themselves and their families. I don't see them, you know, running around with automatic weapons, endangering the lives of American citizens. You may see that. I don't. So when I hear people talk about that, I'm often just, you know, I dismiss all of that because I know that's not true. Just based on what I see myself. Man, if you need something done, these are skilled people. They come here, many of them, as tradespeople. They work in the trades. The trades are lacking people. And so these people have come in, and they come prepared to work. And they do a damn good job. And they're affordable. So, you know, what's truth and what's fiction? Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man? Hey, hey, Al.
Good morning, Earl.
Yeah, you can't touch this.
Yeah. It's about time you said it. Anyway, let's take a serious thought about this immigration. Okay? Now, how many people are in the United States of America? 350 million?
Yep, or so.
Okay, now, if you take away the American Indians who were here already and the slaves that were brought here against their will, everybody else in this country is
an immigrant. Right?
Everybody. So out of 350 million, how many people would that be? That's including Trump and the Germans, as including the Irish, as including the Italians, that's including the Japanese, the Chinese, and everybody else. So that's just how foolish this is when you think about the history of this country. Damn near everybody in it is an immigrant. So this is just foolishness. And if people believe this garbage and go along with it, they're just as stupid.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the call. I mean, it's just true. What is an American? You know, 855-752-4842. What is an American? It's not a nationality. It's just not. So it doesn't matter how many times Republicans and Donald Trump want to lead you to believe that an American is somehow European. Not true. It's the entire human family. America is an experiment. It's the one nation that you can go to where the whole human family is. You know, no other nation has the whole human family there, all collectively living together, regardless of nationality. And that's what this nation was founded for. And so it doesn't matter if people want to change that or not. They can't change the history of that. But, you know, if you're a MAGA person and Donald Trump has anything to do with it, he himself unilaterally is going to change that. And so he's got minions or lemmings, if you will, who are going to, follow that. You know, we got to get beyond that. Man, this, after all of these decades, I thought the nation was growing up and getting beyond that. And there were signs that it was. And then he comes along, you know, with hatred in his mouth and in his spirit. And somehow we think he should become the president of the United States. And you want to see that happen? My goodness. There's got to be a pushback against that. Hey, America, what did Ronald Reagan say? A beacon on a hill? You know, that's what America's supposed to be. All are welcome. Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. That's America. We're not going to let one man change it. 855-752-4842. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll get out with me, baby. We'll get out with me, baby.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less.
and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hufte.
Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
My name is Anton Moore. Around here, we have hardworking people that just need a break. Whether it's investing in small businesses or making housing affordable, Vice President Harris gets it.
Kamala Harris is making sure black men have the tools to build generational wealth. She'll put a policy in place that gives 1 million forgivable loans to help entrepreneurs, including black entrepreneurs, start their own businesses. She also plans to give $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homeowners and crack down on racial bias in home appraisals. Harris's plan will help black men own more assets so we can build long-term wealth.
This is what an investment in my community looks like. We're trying to build generational wealth. No get-rich-quick schemes, no scams, no one-time check, none of that. Vice President Harris got our back. I'll be there on November 5th. Will you be there?
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hi, Earl. So what's an American? My grandparents, one came from Hungary and the other one came from Sweden. So I'm a second generation American, okay?
And, immigrant.
But in the last 400 years, we're all immigrants here.
Hey, okay. That's my point.
The point is that I love America. I love my wife. I'm not always happy.
Gary, nobody's questioning whether you love your wife or whether you love America.
Give me a second to make my point. Okay. I love my wife, but I'm not always happy with her. Sometimes she really pisses me off, okay? But I love my wife. I love America. And we do need immigrants in this country. That's not a problem with immigrants coming into the country. I guess the problem is getting these gangs from Venezuela, MS-13, and bad people that they empty their jails out to. If we vetted them like they were supposed to be, stay in Mexico. See, that's the problem. I think Kamala Harris would have easily won this race because Donald Trump is kind of crazy at times. And he says stupid stuff. And
hey, Gary, I have to interrupt you. Where do you have any factual evidence that overwhelming numbers of immigrants that come here are criminals and are causing the mayhem that you and Donald Trump say? You can't prove that.
All right. So let's say.
No, I'm saying you can't prove it. So why are you repeating that? If you, because it's not true.
Okay. Everybody agrees that there's around 10 million immigrants that came through. Now, you know that because of...
No. Everybody doesn't agree. Yesterday in 60 Minutes said there are 11 million immigrants, who illegal immigrants who are in this country, who've been here, and most of them have been here for a decade.
Okay. So they're in there.
That's facts.
Now, if... Right. Okay, and I have friends, and I've hired people that do not even speak English to help build my shop for me. They don't even speak English. I have to talk to a translator. But these guys are hardworking guys that show up. I have no problems with that. I just don't want, if there's 1% of the people that came in, just 1%, that's, what is that, 100,000 bad people that came in? That shouldn't be in this country.
Hey, how many, you know what? I'm more concerned about an American citizen than I am about illegal immigrants doing something dastardly to me.
Right.
Okay, so what are you talking about?
I'm talking about illegal people that shouldn't be here, that are driving around killing people, murdering.
Gary, that's an illusion. I'm more concerned about American citizens who are killing and raping and shooting. Those numbers far outweigh any immigrant, illegal immigrant who's come here.
Okay, so you're not afraid. Okay, so
no, I'm not. I don't live my life in fear. No.
You don't fear for your life.
Absolutely not. I'm telling you the truth. I don't live my life in fear.
Well, I get concerned because I want people in this country that I know who they are. I don't want people in here, into this country that I don't know.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jim from Eaton. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
I appreciate your heart feeling, 10 minutes ago there, what you were sharing. And I just want to say next Tuesday, that's what the elections will be about, what the people desire or not. The Overton window,
yes,
is a spectrum of ideas.
I know about it.
On public policy and social issues considered acceptable by the general public at a given time. And we're going to find out on Tuesday what is the public opinion on all these things that you're talking about.
You know, Jim, that's what the elections are, right? That's what we have in this country that many other countries wish they had. I'm just saying that people should give it a long, hard thought before they put this nation back in the hands of a man who's not mentally well. He's not mentally stable. So thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody, because we couldn't do it without you. What makes the Earl Ingram Show go is you, the audience. Hey, Calvin, thank you as always. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach on Madnair On Air. And thank you for being tuned in to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE. T. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the YWEGA Film Festival, and Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with T. Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880. 8880 today.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's back to the campaign trail for Kamala Harris and for Donald Trump. ABC